It's March 18th, and you're listening to episode 54 of The Shaunakee, The Day After. For The Shaunakee, I'm Patrick McLean. It's the day after St. Patrick's Day, and for those of you who have wondered why there wasn't an episode yesterday, well, the answer is simple. I was busy. But here, from the wreckage of the day after, I present this humble epistle. First, my favorite hangover cure, the red eye. Take a glass, preferably clean, but if you're in dire need, well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Fill the glass halfway with tomato juice, and the rest of the way with Pilsner beer. The cheaper and more Pilsner-y the beer, the better. Stir, drink, heal. It may sound a little rough at first, but I promise you, it's quite refreshing. The working man's Bloody Mary. And now, a quick word from Paul Fisher, fellow podcaster and one of the organizers of Balticon. This showed up on my email only yesterday.
Doctor, what is it? Has he pod-fated?
Stay calm now. Let me look at these tests.
What? Is that a good or bad Tell me.
Well, I have good news and I have bad news.
Give me the good news first.
He hasn't pod-fated.
And the bad news? Give it to me straight.
He's pod-slacking.
Pod-slacking?
Yes, he's...
Why, you no good lazy... Get off your ass and get behind that microphone.
Pod-slacking. Yes, I have been pod-slacking. But only because I've picked up slack in other parts of my life. And one of the more interesting things that's been keeping me from podcasting is voiceover work. I recently auditioned for what was one of the worst radio spots I can ever imagine. In fact, there were two of them. They were for Bojangles, a fast food restaurant I wholeheartedly endorse. Bojangles is not good for you, but it's good. As it turns out, they are launching a new rice bowl product. And because their radio spot was so awful, I wrote a better one on the spot. The engineer and I liked it, and if anyone in marketing likes it, I offer it free of charge. The only downside I see is that it would involve hiring a rather expensive celebrity.
It's Christopher Walken for Bojangles. I'd like to talk to you about their new rice bowls. They're tremendous. They've got chicken, sausage. I mean, if I had to choose between a tail and the rice bowl, definitely the rice bowl.
In somewhat more inspiring, non-advertising-related news, two stories from The Shaunakee have been included in something called Voices, an anthology of new media fiction. Edited by everyone's favorite Murr, well, certainly my favorite Murr, Murr Lafferty, Voices is available at patiobooks.com. There are many excellent pieces in the anthology, and I recommend that you check it out. Another thing that's been keeping me from podcasting was writing an executive summary for the CEO of one of the companies I work with. And if you've done any kind of work in corporate communications, you have discovered that there is a gigantic gap between what companies want to say and what they do say. That's why most companies sound like they're full of shit. Well, when I set out to write this one, I decided for the first draft, I'd write it like it should be said. And then, you know, rewrite it the way it would need to be said. As I reflect upon the growth and change at Panacea International in the past year, I am reminded of what Attila the Hun said while his iron fist closed inexorably on Asia Minor. Kill them. Kill them all. Indeed. You see, we here at Panacea International are so much better than other companies that there can be no middle ground. For the term middle implies mediocrity, and we will have none of that. No, no mediocrity here. You see, we are on a quest. A bloody and savage quest that benefits people who turn to us for our unique, powerful, and evolving selection of corporate cure-alls. Which is good for our clients, but bad for the rest of the industry. Perhaps it is unfortunate that we must make all others look so bad. But then, in the words of a short-order cook in Grand Central Station, to make an omelet, sometimes you gotta slap a kitchen full of Mexicans around with a metal spatula. Telling, really. We're the spatula. And the moral to this story, don't be a Mexican. Just imagine what an interesting place the world would be if we didn't have to take everything so seriously. And when did that start? It wasn't always this way. Right before the playoff to decide the winner of the 1971 United States Open, Lee Trevino produced a rubber snake from his golf bag and threw it at Jack Nicklaus. If somebody did that to Tiger Woods, well, we'd never, ever, ever, ever hear the end of it. Does this mean we're evolving or devolving? Either way, I don't like it. How to succeed in evil? Well, lately the answer is slowly. You see, in addition to not having time for the Shaunakee, I haven't had time to finish the website for How to Succeed in Evil. I do have the next 10 episodes written. We've got all kinds of art, and I'm shooting to have it up by the end of the month. But then I was shooting to have it up by the 1st of February. It's regrettable, but when you're freelance, you've got to pick the money while it's growing on the trees. And the answer to all your other questions is not right now, but soon. And if that answer doesn't work, how about because I said so?